Listen to this news. Starmer vows Brexit deal rewrite, eyes stronger UK-EU ties. Labour Party leader Sir Keir Starmer has committed to a significant the UK's Brexit deal rewrite in 2025 if his party wins the upcoming general election, asserting it is his responsibility to repair ties with the European Union, EU. During a conversation with the Financial Times, Starmer underlined his plan to centre on fortifying the trading bond with Brussels and forging a novel partnership with businesses as fundamental components of his blueprint to boost Britain's economic development. The UK-EU Trade and Cooperation Agreement, brokered by ex-Prime Minister Boris Johnson, is set for reassessment in 2025. Starmer interprets this juncture as pivotal for recalibrating diplomatic relations. Almost everyone recognizes the deal Johnson struck is not a good deal, it's far too thin. As we go into 2025, we will attempt to get a much better deal for the UK. Starmer communicated these sentiments while participating in a gathering of centre-left leaders in Montreal. This journey is part of a larger initiative to establish him as a prospective prime minister, given his party currently possesses a considerable lead in the polls over the governing Conservatives. During his sojourn, Starmer conducted dialogues with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and planned a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, where the aftermath of Brexit will dominate the discussion. Starmer has previously indicated his aspiration to refine the Brexit deal by instituting a veterinary accord with the EU to alleviate border inspections on animals and food, along with a pact for the acknowledgement of professional credentials. While addressing the Global Progress Action Conference, he accentuated the capacity for advancements across diverse domains. He alluded to the prospect of reinforced connections in areas such as security, innovation, and research. Some Labour representatives have contemplated intensifying youth mobility and collaboration in the energy sector. Nonetheless, Starmer verified he has no intention of rejoining the customs union, the single market, or the EU. Despite Starmer's positive outlook on the potential for a more intimate trading association, the EU's receptiveness to renegotiating the trade agreement, enacted in 2021, is dubious. Numerous individuals in Brussels view the 2025 reassessment as strictly procedural. Yet, Starmer remains steadfast. We have to make it work. That's not a question of going back in. But I refuse to accept that we can't make it work. I think about those future generations when I say that. Furthermore, Starmer disclosed that his strategies for bankrolling the party's extensive economic program would not entail imposing new levies on the affluent. We haven't had significant growth for 13 years. We have to turn that around. It's an in-principle error to go to tax rather than growth as your priority. Global Roundup, Post-Brexit Trade. UK's Rishi Sunak to seek concessions from Biden during US visit.